Democrat Kind is a member of the House Budget Committee. He says he wants to understand the costs associated with the president's $87 billion request for supplemental funding in Iraq. Kind says $66 billion is designated for the troops. He says he wants to know if it's really needed or if the request is partly a Pentagon wish list. Kind is concerned about some needs he says must be handled.
There's still instances where all our troops in the field aren't getting the Kevlar vest for protection that they all should have in that hostile environment, and also jamming devices so that they can jam some of the weapons that these groups are using against our troops to make them less accurate, and therefore our troops more safe. And these are the type of things that hopefully when you're in the field talking to the troops, I found in past experiences going to Bosnia and Kosovo, they're pretty truthful. I mean, they're not going to pull any punches. They're going to let you know what's going on, and they're going to give you the straight skinny on it.
Kind says troops will get what they need from Congress, and there will be no debate on that. Kind says the remaining $20 billion is designated for rebuilding Iraq, but he says the president plans to ask for at least another $47 billion. Kind wants Iraq to provide some of the funds through oil revenues. He says he'll talk with U.S. administration in Iraq, as well as non-governmental entities responsible for reconstruction, to try to learn what's really needed. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.